This is Tri-States Public Radio News. I'm Emily Boyer. Audio recordings released from the McDonough County 911 call center detail a reckless driving complaint and possible DUI against Sheriff Rick Van Broecker last spring. The recordings were released because of a Freedom of Information Act request. The authenticity of them has been verified by the director of the McDonough County 911 call center. The audio is from Tuesday, April 4th, 2017. A citizen called the Macomb police and spoke to a 911 operator at 5:40 in the evening. He begins the call by identifying himself. He says a car drove up his private lane off 136 near the Modern Home Furniture Store and the Elks Lodge.
So this guy just came blazing down my lane, and I had a lot of potholes. I mean, he had to have been doing 30. Comes almost hits the back of my truck, and I walk up to him and make sure he doesn't get out of the car because, you know, I got dogs out. And I said, "Hi," and he goes, "I'm just getting comfortable." And his eyes and everything were glazed over. And I asked him, I said, "Do you know where you're at?" And he said, "I'm just getting comfortable. I don't understand the question." So I didn't know if this was the number to call, but make sure he doesn't hurt somebody.
The caller says he's not sure if the driver went towards town or away from it on 136 when the driver left his lane, but he did get the car make, model, and license plate number. The operator asks for a description of the driver. The caller provides one and says he's seen the driver before but can't place him. In all, they were on the phone for nearly 4.5 minutes. The operator then confirms the vehicle's information and puts the call out for reckless driving and possible 1055, which means intoxicated driver. She puts it out on the radio for City of Macomb Police and the McDonough County Sheriff's Department.
Attention Macomb, McDonough County units, prepare to copy reckless driving from North 1200th Road, Macomb. Plain and advised, he was unsure what direction of travel, possibly 1055, gray silver Nissan, sped into complainant's lane and then left. Male, white driving, orange shirt, 1028, Richard Van Broecker, 712 North Madison Street, Macomb.
A couple of minutes later, the operator received a call from the Sheriff's Department's Chief Deputy, Nick Pettigew.
Radio.
What was that?
What?
That you just put out.
The reckless driving.
On the sheriff?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even...
Yeah.
Pettigew hangs up. A minute later, you can hear Deputy Adam Kramer talking with Pettigew over the radio. Pettigew says he is talking on the phone with Deputy Tom Pledge, and Kramer asks Pettigew to call him when he's done. Another minute later, Deputy Kramer calls the 911 operator asking for details about the original reckless driving complaint. The operator recounts the call for him. Kramer asks where the call came in from and the address where the car was registered to. The last radio transmission comes in at 5:55. Two officers are discussing which way to go.
Two, I'm going to go south real quick. Yeah, go out that way.
The director of the McDonough County 911 call center, Jessica Schutman, says her office only records radio communication and phone calls that go through dispatch. So that means they would not have any records if the officers were communicating with one another by cell phone. She says the 911 operator handled the situation appropriately and is still employed with the county.
I know initially the recordings showed that there were some deputies upset that this was put out over the radio. The dispatcher was relatively new on the job, and the license plate came back to... the formal name of the sheriff, which isn't easily recognizable, and she didn't recognize it at that point.
But even if she had, as far as the call center protocol goes, it should have still gone out?
Absolutely. It's a call for service from the public. We don't discriminate amongst citizens.
I asked Chief Deputy Nick Pettigew to comment on the events of April 4th. He did confirm that it was the sheriff who was identified as the subject of the reckless driving complaint, but he would not provide any details.
I do have some audio recordings from an incident on April 4th from the 911 call center in which reckless driving and a DUI call was put in, and Sheriff Van Broecker was identified as the suspect of that call. Can you tell me about that day?
I can't. Sheriff's out of town right now, and he's going to comment on that when he comes back. He's at the Sheriff's Conference.
Where is he?
He's at the Illinois Sheriff's Conference. So,
And that's in?
I think he is in Peoria.
I was actually just wondering what your perspective was. It sounds like you were involved that night.
I can't comment on it until he does.
Okay.
That's part of our policy. He's the mouthpiece of the organization, so you're going to have to talk to Rick about that.
Okay.
I then reached McDonough County Sheriff Rick Van Broeker on his cell phone. He said he was in training, but still took my call. Van Broeker says he's not yet heard the audio recordings and wants to get all the information available before he would comment on the situation. Van Broeker, a Republican, has been in office since 2006. He announced in early June he would not seek re-election. Three Republicans are running to replace him. They are Chief Deputy Nick Pettigrew and Detective Justin Lundgren, who both work for the Sheriff's Department, as well as Brian Baca, the Operations Warden for the Illinois Department of Corrections facility in Canton. Early voting begins this week, and the primary is scheduled for March 20th. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.